This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can dial in toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about dictatorships, monarchies versus democracies, and how Melanie and I are both basically taking the same position. And you said you were surprised that I agreed with you on this, Melanie. What did you think? I was going to go to bat for democracy?
I mean, I didn't think you were going to go to bat for democracy, but I think you were going to, I thought you were going, I don't know, you just seemed like a person who would prefer democracy.
I prefer no government whatsoever, but I can definitely see that a beneficent dictator would certainly be preferable to
democracy. And it just seems like the form of government that functions most like property rights. It's not property rights, it's government, which is antithetical to property rights, but with a dictatorship, you have one guy making decisions. He gets to keep it because he's stealing it. With a democracy, you have 200 million people yelling for something different, whether or not votes get counted or not, you know, assuming elections are real. Mm-hmm. Then you end up with this, like, and then you'll have one person with one strategy and another person with another strategy, and they have things that don't really fit together. If different things win different elections and you do that 300 million times, you end up with a really, like, schizophrenic policy.
No, it's the property rights is definitely respected in the sort of the feudal vassal system. So if you're dealing with a count, usually this is your this is sort of your base level ruler. A count rules a county, right? So they own all of the land in the county.
Mm-hmm. Well, do they own it or did they conquer it? Because those are not the same.
Are you saying that the property, that I currently don't own my property today because the United States government or the British government in the past somehow made some kind of spurious deal with the Indians and took the property?
No, I'm saying that were you to go over to your neighbor's house and kill him and say this is mine now, that it wouldn't be.
Yeah, but the question is, when do you, because somebody, essentially when it comes to property, property's been here a long time, somebody's killed somebody over the property at some point in the past, when we're dealing with most property. So the question is when does property ownership become legitimate? When you buy it. So if the count inherited it from his father, does that make it him a little legitimate owner of the property? Or, how many generations removed from when somebody killed somebody in order to take over?
If you're talking about a government, I think never, because you're still having this aggressive organization that exists for the sole purpose of committing aggression.
So what I'm saying is, in the case of the count, that's not the reason they exist. They exist as an administrator over this particular area. And they, it's a family business. They run the family business. And, it functioned for a long time with some success. And the more freedom that the ruler will give to a given area, then the more likely they are to be successful. But, ultimately they own all the land.
We can continue the discussion. I wanted to point out that for those of us here in the United States, we're not going to be switching to any other political systems anytime soon. So for now, we're saddled with this one, and you have to ask yourself, well, what can you do to have whatever kind of effect that you can about this? And the libertarians are an option, and it has been an election season like no other. The major parties, of course, put up their worst candidates they possibly could, while the libertarian Gary Johnson has performed in the polls far better than a libertarian has in the past. And, there's a big disagreement on Gary Johnson within the libertarian movement. Some are delighted by his candidacy. There are also those like me that think he isn't libertarian enough. Either way, there's only one way for you to affect the libertarian nomination process in the future, and that's to get involved in the National Party. So, sure, you can complain from the sidelines, but if you actually want to make a difference within the Libertarian Party, we have negotiated a free Libertarian Party membership for you as a Free Talk Live listener. All you have to do is go and claim it by going to lp.org/FTL. So LP, like Libertarian Party, lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get signed up right now for your free Libertarian Party membership, lp.org/FTL. Let's go to David. He's on the line with us on Skype, calling from Raleigh. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, if we're going to go to a dictatorship, I'm getting behind Man Witch for King. So people may throw that out there.
I'm already intergalactic ruler of everything. So,
well, I mean, this is just another peerage title, right? You know, it's sort of kind of like a Duke of Wales or whatever craziness they do in the UK. But anyways, yeah.
You're dating yourself here, David. It's clear that you're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live because Mark... our co-host here hasn't called himself Manwich since,
oh,
what, 05?
Yeah, he said Manwich. I didn't even think. Yeah.
05, 06? When did you... It was 06. Yeah, because we hadn't moved to New Hampshire yet, so it must have been 05.
I think it was 05 or 06, yeah.
Yeah, we started doing our syndicated show. You were Manwich back in the day when we were...
I had to make a living selling radio in
a local show.
And I couldn't have... potential clients believing that, you know, listening to what I might say on the radio, so I had to have a pseudonym.
Right. Yeah, but speaking of stuff from back in the day, it's sort of kind of like what I was calling because, you know, I've noticed, I don't know if this was intentional or whatever, but especially you, Ian, when people would call up and they'd say, oh, there should be a tax or somehow talk about, you know, the thing, taxation, you would correct them and say, no, let's stop using a euphemism. Let's call it what it is, theft. And same thing for, you know, arrest. It's like, no, let's call it
kidnapping.
Yeah. I mean, so is that just a misperception on my part, or was that something that actually did happen or that you've noticed is happening? Was that intentional?
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying that, or are you wondering if I did that intentionally? Well, yeah, of course. I think you should. I think you should call things what they are. And I get a raft of S from some people for that because they don't like it when I'll write an article over at freekeen.com and use terms like theft or kidnapping in exchange for the government euphemisms for those very same things. And I think you should call it like it is. Be honest. That's
right,
what we're talking
about
here.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you were talking, you know, during the spot about the Libertarian Party and actually making a difference. You know, back in 2005, 2006, you know, reading about Ron Paul sort of, you know, going down the minarchist rabbit hole, right? And, you know, I came across you guys and actually heard you call these things that the government does what it is, right? You know, it's an act of violence. And
right. And
I just can't get down with that, right? So when you stop calling it a tax and you start calling it what it is, theft, right? I mean, that actually makes a difference when people hear it enough. It's like, well, oh, you don't think it is? Well, how is it not theft, right? And you know, you really start to get people thinking at that really basic level.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I think that words have incredible power. That's why politicians and, you know, social organizers use them in the way that they do. Because if they, you know, if they spoke plainly, they'd never get what they want.
Daryl Perry, who is one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, taking a break right now while he's working on the Liberty Lobby site, but he actually is a publisher, and one of the books he sent me when I was in jail for civil disobedience was all about this. It's called The Doublespeak Dictionary, and it kind of goes down this list of euphemisms that the government likes to use and what they really are, you know, what those terms actually mean. And you gave a couple of good examples there, David. Anything else you want to share tonight?
One more thing for everybody listening. It's awesome, top of the hour, so you're probably picking up a new station or two. But, yeah, y'all do awesome work. Everybody that's listening on a regular basis, go donate. It's amp.freetalklive.com. But, yeah, I mean, definitely share a little value for value.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, allowing you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Blue Lives Matter. This is a law in Louisiana that is allowing police to charge people basically with...
It's a law in a lot of states.
Like a hate crime against the police. And there's been an arrest now, and somebody's been charged under this. You're going to tell us about that, Melanie, coming up. But first, we got Christian on the line, calling from, I don't know, where are you at these days, Christian?
Hey, guys, it's kind of funny. I'm in the same city as David. I should, hello, David.
Oh, you're
in
Raleigh.
North Carolina.
All right, well, you know what? What were you calling about tonight?
I am just calling about the whole monarchy thing. There's a great book by an author called Hans Hermann Hoppe.
I want you to tell me more about it here in a moment. Stick with us, Christian. We'll bring it back for that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Blue Lives Matter. There's been an arrest in or surrounding that law that they passed in a few different states, including Louisiana, where the police now have a law that protects their feelings from being hurt. And if you hurt a police officer's feelings, then it could be a felony charge for you, apparently.
Well, that's not what the law says. That's what the arrest happened for.
Well, it's all about who's interpreting the law. In this case, the police are interpreting it in as much favor towards them as they can.
This law is not really all that interpretable.
Well, then we'll get into that here in moments. But first, we'll go back to your calls and thoughts. Christian is on the line, also calling us from Raleigh on via Skype. And welcome back to Free Talk Live. You wanted to talk about the monarchy thing, or go ahead.
Yeah, hey, so you know, when you compare monarchy and democracy, there's a fairly famous libertarian author called Hans Hermann Hoppe, H-O-P-P-E. He wrote a book a number of years ago called Democracy, the God That Failed. And, you know, that points out to how much we worship democracy in this country. And while I guess in the book he does make the case that monarchy might be a lesser evil than democracy, I didn't quite read it that way. To me, the reason why I enjoyed that book was because it questioned democracy. When do you ever hear anyone around here question democracy?
Well, on this show, it's pretty frequent.
Well, yeah, well
around but not in the States so much.
Right. If you mean around the average person in the United States, yeah, it doesn't really.
That's correct. That's correct.
It's taken as a given.
It's my daily let's question everything show.
Right. It's democracy. Americans take democracy as a given that it's the best political system because it's their political system. Although
they were educated in the government schools, of course.
They don't know that they actually live in a republic, not a democracy.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, yeah, I don't even know.
I'm not
what
even
a
sure that
is,
what the difference
is. We don't need to get started
on
that.
Well, a republic is when you elect representative officials, and democracy is when you steal oil.
Okay, just a second. that's funny. When you say that republic is when you have elected representatives, is that what occurred in ancient Rome? Is that the idea here? Because
what time period? That's
right.
Really
democracy. I'd say a republic is a form of democracy. Is probably the best way to describe this as the terms are defined and used, and they mean the same thing. Republic means of the people. Democracy means comprised of people or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, and I kind of was. I guess I shouldn't have made the joke that vaguely, but. In a republic, you have elected representatives, and you also have rules, whereas in a democracy, you just vote on whatever you want. So, like, we have a constitution, we have a form of government that's set up, that's part of what makes it a republic. Just voting is
a
democracy.
You have a broad interpretation of a republic and a narrow interpretation of a democracy. So I live in a town that is not Keene, New Hampshire, thank God, and that towns in New England have what they call town meetings. It's a direct democracy because you vote on things that are put forward by the town.
The people at the meeting actually vote.
But the state itself decides what laws you can have, and we can't just decide that there's no wearing blue in our town anymore because the state hasn't allowed us to make that particular interpretation.
Okay, well, right, but you're talking about in governments that are embedded within other governments. So I think you might say that the town is a democracy, but it's a subsidiary of New Hampshire, which is a republic. I don't know that would be inaccurate, but that's kind of a more complicated situation.
All I'm saying is when somebody says that this is a republic and not a democracy, they sound remarkably like a Republican. And it's a branding exercise from what I can tell.
Well, yeah, I think it does matter.
If anyone is tickled by Melanie's idea or suggestion that monarchies might have some advantages over democracy, and if any of the audience is tickled by that, that book is a great book to read, and it doesn't make a case for monarchy. I don't want to live under a monarchy. I want to live under a voluntary society.
And I want to make this really, really clear, because I'm sure I'm going to get stuff for it anyway. This is an argument over which form of government is the least worse. So we're essentially arguing over which virus we would rather have over all other viruses.
That's true.
No government
to
is the best.
Vote for the lesser evil.
Right. No government.
What we're trying to do.
Right. Yeah. No government is the best. But if you have to have one, if you have to have a virus, you should probably go with the flu. I think it's the most harmful, as far as I know. If you have to have a government, you should probably go with.
See, I'm going to argue semantics again, because this is what you're doing. You're arguing semantics. You must govern yourself. So self-government is the best, not no government.
That's not how anyone else defines government.
All right, well, this ain't a damn republic.
All right, Christian, got more for us? Go ahead.
That's all I got,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, and Sister Melanie, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Hey, sweetheart. Well, tonight, actually, I wanted to talk about something. I was kind of, sorry, I got a problem here. It's a mess here. But no,
not,
it
not
was
our problem.
No, it's my problem. Oh, shit.
Okay, you didn't just say what I thought you said there,
you
right?
You came darn close.
No, I almost did. I almost did, but I didn't.
All right.
I don't think he finished the word.
I'm a gentleman.
Clean up the mess later. We've got a radio show to do.
No, so, it's all good.
Ahead.
No, I wanted to talk. No, actually, I was on hold. No, I wanted to talk about a little bit what I was talking about the other night. A couple key points. See, here's what I'm looking at, Ian. See, here's the gist of it. The only reason why somebody would even want to run as a state rep is that they could do some good, you know?
Generally.
Right.
Really?
So, that's
no.
Not
so
true.
What I'm looking
some of them
at,
want to run for state rep because they can do some good for their own personal wallet because
they
can wield
good.
They can wield their power over others to benefit their friends and punish their enemies. But I think there are some people who get into it because they believe that they'll be able to help their community.
Right. Now, here's my idea. I'm going to throw it at you in a nutshell. I know you guys are kind of already on to this. You see, I'm looking at there's only one answer. You cannot fix something that's broken. You can't move forward on something that was a lie. And that's what it comes to, the unification of the states. It didn't bring us together. All it did is permanently separate us and screw us. Now, here's my plan.
I'll agree with you there.
Now, here's my plan. This is why I picked the lower levels, because I know the power that's in the lower levels. And I'm undecided on the district and the county. That's all going to depend on the next term. Now, what I'm looking at is, you know, I'm very good at as an organizer throughout my life. And that's one of the things I'm going to look at doing with various other districts within Pennsylvania, get the strength within the lower levels and to utilize what PA has at its disposal. Then once I get enough strength with that, I'm going to start extending, because I was very excited and very pleased when Representative LaChance won his seat.
Now, this is a state representative here in New Hampshire who is a former law enforcement officer and a current member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I'm not sure where you're going with this, Ricky, but I'll give you a chance here in a moment. So we'll continue.
Thanks, brother.
Ricky is on the line. He's going to run for state representative, he says.
He doesn't know what district,
though. State of Pennsylvania. And he seems to believe that he can just run in any old district he wants to.
Pick one.
Which, no, you have to live in the district in which you're running.
Get a personal mailbox there. You go to the UPS store and get
one. Fraud, Mark. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in and join us right here on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And should you wish to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on the amp site. Also, Bitcoin. We can accept that now as well. And I know some of you are very excited about that. So please head on over and get behind the show. For $5 a month, and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, where there's always something new. I mean, every day there's at least a couple new posts, it seems like, in the AMP group, which is very cool. Great way to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and supporters, as well as some of the show hosts over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up. And it makes a difference for us because we're investing that $5 a month that you give us into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Ricky is in Pennsylvania saying he's going to run for political office there, trying to decide which district in which you want to run, which, of course, would mean you'd have to physically move to that district if that's what you wanted to do. And you haven't really seemed to grasp that part yet, Ricky, but go ahead with your plot.
Actually, I do, and there's an easy solution to that, to do it
do what Rosemary and a lot of other people do. That being said,
what's that solution? I'm just curious.
Rosemary.
Rosemary? She's in my district, actually. She's a state rep.
Well, what
did you expect us to know what the first name of your state rep was?
Huh?
Did you expect us to know what the first name of your state rep was?
No.
Okay,
I think I'm pretty clear on what Ricky plans to do, that part of it anyway. I mean,
I'll explain the rest of it. The reason why is, and now once I start to extend myself to New Hampshire, that's the most logical choice. See, to use the power that's within the lower levels of PA, and then extend my hand to say New Hampshire, and then, you know, somebody like Representative LaChance, he can then talk around to the New England states up by you there and around. And once you get a couple of those, we can start a nationwide movement.
You talking about secession?
And the idea ultimately the ultimate goal is, first of all, what would be needed is a constitutional amendment. The right way, the only way I consider acceptable is the way that we do it. It would take 2.5 years with a 60% majority to throw away the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. Then, also what I plan to do with that idea,
amendment to throw away the Constitution. Is that what you just said?
No, that actually, in theory, works.
I'll explain why. Because, and the idea then would be a reunification of the states and the instillment of good government as a result.
That's where you lost me.
That's an oxymoron.
Yeah, you can't have that, Ricky. Thanks for the call. I'm not going to hold on. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, keep your good government nonsense down there in Pennsylvania. Not interested in unifying the United States. We want to get out of the United States. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that all the people in this studio tend to support the idea of secession.
At least as less government as possible. Right now, we have. Right. Basically two gangs. I mean, you still have Cheshire here and then Keene, but those are subsidiaries, really, of New Hampshire. So essentially you have two gangs. If we could bring that down to one, that'd be great. If we could bring it down to zero, that'd be even better.
Right. Now, Mark, you're more of a nullification guy, but if secession were on the ballot, you'd probably vote for it, wouldn't you?
I probably would, simply because you have to send a message. I think the United States government has stepped well beyond its constitutional role, and you don't get better government, as Ricky just said, by continuing to endorse their bullcrap.
Right, and reunifying. Look, the whole federal government has been an abject failure of an experiment. Some of the ideas that it was founded on, you know, the Bill of Rights, there's some good stuff in there, no doubt about that, but obviously it didn't work out, and the federal government doesn't care about what the Bill of Rights says, and they don't care about your rights and your freedoms. They want to take your obedience, and they want to take your money. And reformulating that at the national level is not going to, you know, make a new, improved federal government. I'm not interested in that. Whatever the proposal would be, I don't care how much better. If somebody comes up with some great constitution that is supposedly so much better than the current one, I don't care. I'm not interested. Even if Ron Paul, by some miracle, were to be elected president of the United States, I would still support secession. Because I don't care about the idea of the United States and continuing that concept. I support decentralization, as small a government as possible, hopefully zero. But, you know, we're going to have to take steps because, unfortunately, we're not going to wake up tomorrow with a big red button that we can push to get rid of the government. As much as some of us would love to have that option, it's just not likely going to happen. So we have to work as much as we can in as incremental of a fashion as we can to get from here to where we want to be, which is total freedom. And a good step along that road is to get rid of the idea of this behemoth national government that has control over a humongous swath of land and resources and that you have next to zero amount of influence in. So we'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. David is on the line in New Mexico via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, I tried to get in on your conversation last night when which of you guys were present on rights. Does anybody remember that conversation from last night about rights?
Sure. Just a recap for listeners just tuning in. The discussion was sort of about the nature of rights and where do they come from. I, as usual, was arguing that they are an agreement between human beings that benefits humans. Mark, you were arguing that they are built into the universe, so to speak, and so therefore built in to people.
Yeah, I would say
people.
That rights come, that rights are natural.
But and you think rights are contractual?
No, not contractual. They're an unspoken agreement, and people should speak what the rights are so people understand what they are. But they're an idea that people have come up with to help us get along and benefit.
All I know is I wish I could master whatever that tone was that she just had, because she just made you sound dumb as hell.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us what you think they are, Melanie?
Those remarks were not mine.
I was going to ask
you what you think. Rights are contracted?
No, they're an agreement between people, and if people don't agree on them, then you don't have them.
Well, you absolutely have them. That's how they can be violated.
Theory, rights should not be able to be violated. And if people agree on them, then they wouldn't.
Based on your definition, it's physically impossible to violate rights, because if people don't agree you have them, then they act contrary to them, then they're not violated. You just don't have them because everybody didn't agree. No, rights are inherent to you being a human being. By virtue of you being a human being...
Aren't you an atheist?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Where do the rights come from by virtue of being a human being? You were just born with them?
I'd go a little bit farther than that, but yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah, what I'd like to suggest is that it's all of the above. First of all, let's go to the basic, the inherent rights. Let me just rip off some words here to lay the basis. You know, inherent, innate, inborn, intrinsic, God-given, natural, universal. There's those kind of rights, and those are the rights that you could also call them human rights, and even animal rights. And those are the ones that, you know, are referred to when the people that did set up this country, when they were talking about unalienable rights, that they were God-given, so therefore the United States cannot take them away.
Well, if they're so natural and God-given, then, you know, why weren't they around at the time when cavemen were clubbing each other over the head for territory and women?
Well, you're not.
They were. Let me answer your question. They were around. It's just they weren't being recognized. And I'm not. Let me also inject that
they have to be agreed upon by people.
But they're not really rights.
Then they're just social contracts.
Well, no.
Here, hold that thought, David. We'll continue. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Everything Ian can't hold in his hand is a social construct. You'll find that out here very shortly once you have this conversation.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here in the remaining moments. Free Talk Live, where do they come from? And if they are indeed natural, as our two of our three co-hosts here tonight are alleging...
And the caller.
And we'll get back to David here in a moment. If indeed they are natural, then why is it that so many people don't inherently understand them? I mean, if you look at things that are instinctual...
Well, a lot of people don't inherently understand chemistry and advanced physics. That doesn't mean they're not real.
Okay, but to say it's built into the fabric of the universe or...
So is chemistry
or
and physics.
Given to you by God or a natural thing is by birth, then...
So know, is the digestive system. That doesn't mean everybody understands it.
Yeah, but you also... You understand that you put something in your belly, you're going to continue on for some period of time.
And people understand what their property is if they don't understand others.
Sure.
That's the point that I made last night, is that people are born understanding property in the sense
that... I mean, toddlers understand homesteading. I was here first.
Yep.
Sure. No doubt about it. I want to agree with you guys on this, because I like the idea, and I think that... You know, when we talk about the idea of rights, I like what Mark was saying last night, that, these rules are written into the fabric of the universe and they're immutable or whatever. Generally, I like that concept. But it doesn't seem that most people are on board with that. And, you know, if you look at, like, instincts, for instance, you know, the dog that when it's done peeing, it kind of kicks its feet a little bit to bury the urine or whatever. They turn around in their bed a few times before they lay down to make sure the grass is all matted down, even though they're not laying on grass. They're still, that instinct's still there. That's something that's inherent within their programming in the universe.
Well, right, but dogs don't have a 12-year indoctrination system to kick that out of them. And
sure.
Humans do.
But even without a 12-year indoctrination system, it's not uncommon to be on the preschool playground and have somebody go knock somebody else down. Or
sometimes dogs go into other dogs' territory.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's my point.
Claiming the dogs don't understand territory?
Are you saying that Ross Ulbricht was wrong?
They don't have an agreement
about it. Because a majority of people convicted him? I mean,
no, absolutely not. I'm not saying
that
the people
how is he right? Like, if there's a general consensus if there's a general consensus that drugs are wrong, or at least drugs outside of alcohol and marijuana are wrong, then how are you violating anyone's rights by arresting them for heroin or cocaine if there's not a consensus that they have that right?
Well, that's
and you
the
need
thing.
A consensus
we
to get
have
it.
A different idea of what rights are than other people have.
We
Our
do.
Belief system is in the vast minority of human beings as far as what rights are and how they should be respected. We're trying our best to communicate what rights should be and how people should behave towards one another, and it's a brutally difficult job to try to get this simple concept out into mankind. So let's bring David back on the line here. David, you're on in New Mexico. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, what I said in the very first was that I agree with all three of you. There are rights that originate from different sources, whether they're inherent, intrinsic, or they are contractual, or they are social constructs. There are rights that come out of all three of those. So I agree with you, Ian, but I also, you know, agree with the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's an either or. It's an all of the above. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
Right. Okay. And the inherent rights, they're a state of being. They just are, and we can agree that they are, or we can disagree whether they are or not, but those of us that
well, that's
I
where the
know.
Problem comes in. Without agreement, you just have an idea. You just have an idea that has no
well, right,
real
but
effect.
You have, okay, so like a couple weeks ago, you and I were arguing against Mark that we thought marriage meant something and Mark didn't because you couldn't enforce it. Now you're saying that rights don't exist if you can't enforce them.
No, what I'm saying is I like the idea of rights. We should have that idea, but we need to convince people to go along with it. Otherwise, it's useless.
Well, I agree that we need to convince more people. Otherwise, it doesn't... They're not
otherwise,
all that useful,
an idea.
But
certainly
they
no
still
one's,
exist.
Certainly no one's disagreeing
no,
with you on that point. They don't exist in...
you can't touch them.
In corporeal world, but that's to say that, you know, then property doesn't exist. Rights are a function of property, so you have the right to drive a car.
Property rights are also an idea.
You have the right to speech because you have vocal cords, right? Rights are a function of property. You own your body. Now, without...
Well, you should own your body, but it's pretty clear you don't.
Well, but you do.
No,
otherwise,
men with guns will take your body and put it in a prison.
So when a member of KPD kidnaps you,
yeah.
Are they violating your rights?
Absolutely they are.
How is
but
that,
they don't think
but
so.
But how is that true if the law exists and people support that law?
I don't understand the question.
Because you're saying that rights don't exist unless we agree to them? Well, people agreed
right.
to...
Well, they won't exist even if you agree to them, because it's just an idea. I mean, they exist as much as any other idea exists. They're darn good ideas, and we should propagate them and get people to agree
okay,
on
well,
them
they're an
so we can have a more successful and happy life.
They're an abstraction, but that doesn't make them fictitious.
Ian, so I think I might have it here. I may have it. Is there something that exists that is not an idea? So is it possible that property and therefore rights is something more than an idea, that it's instinctual? In the same way that I don't have to think every time...
The evidence is not that it's instinctual, however, because people reject the ideas, this very same ideas that we're talking
we
about.
We have made the argument here, and if you'll listen, that people understand some of the ideas instinctually. I'm not
sure,
saying
people
that
understand
they're born
mine.
With
yep.
your understanding of property.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure that out as time goes by. Mm. But they are born with with an understanding of property innately in them.
I think there's evidence
mine.
For that. Mine. Right.
Mine.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So,
but when they go and take somebody else's thing, then they believe that's theirs.
Right.
That's the problem.
This is the reason. It is.
Someone has to teach them that's not okay.
It is instinctual to an extent because the reason why the government uses euphemisms in the first place is because if KPD went around saying, we kidnapped 7 people today.
Dean Police Department.
People would have a problem with that. That's why they call it arrest. That's why they call it taxes instead of theft. Because if the federal government came out and is like, well, we raised $200 million in theft from income taxes this quarter or whatever, people would react to that. But if you call it taxes instead of, you know, we raised $700 million income theft, they do that because it's instinctual, not because it's not.
I get where you're coming from. David, more?
I think it might be helpful to define what we're talking about. If you want to introduce, you know, other than just property in general, if you want to introduce different ideas or behaviors, actions, whatever, and say, is this a right or is this not a right? It helps to define what a right is and where it came from. You know, for instance, to go super basic, breathing the air, do you have a right to take a breath and then exhale it? And you know, and if so, then, you know, where does that right come from?
Except that the only rights are property rights.
Well, I disagree.
See, here we are again. Disagreement on what the rights are.
Well, but I can back it up.
We got four people in one room and three or four different opinions about this.
With that example, as far as breathing the air, the air is recycled over and over and over again. It's not consumed and used up and never to be seen or used by anybody else ever again.
What about a right to water? Should people have a right to, if they have a right to air, should they also have a right to drink water?
Yeah, absolutely. That was what I was suggesting.
So I could just walk in the market basket and like take some water because it's water and not pay for it?
No, you have a right to have water to use for your life. You don't necessarily have the right to go take.
Well, no, like I'm going to use it. Like I'm going to use it for my life. I'm going to drink it.
What
but
about
it's
trespassing?
Not mine.
What, does he have a right to trespass on my land and drink from the spring?
It depends. Well, yes and no. It depends on what country you live in at this point. Some places, yes. Some places, no.
So now we're talking about agreements between people.
Those are laws.
Let me answer your question.
And we're talking about social constructs here. We're talking about social constructs, agreements between people and societies. That's ultimately what this all breaks down to. Because if people don't agree, you just have an idea that no one agrees with. Sorry. Sorry. Nope. Hey, David, good call, man. Thanks for the combo. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight. Actually, you probably don't have to join us on the toll-free number because we're running out of time. But so I love the idea of rights. I support these concepts. But obviously, our idea of rights is different from what David's idea of rights are. I like the idea of private property. But I understand where David's coming from. Like, hey, you should have a right to breathe, shouldn't you? But a propertarian would say, well, if you're on their property, then you don't have a right to.
Okay, well, there's two problems there. A, air is a bad example because air is effectively non-scarce. It's not non-scarce, but it's effectively non-scarce. So
tell them that in Beijing.
And B, when you invite someone onto your property, you're inviting them onto your property. The air is yours because it's on your property. You have obligations to, I guess, to, like, not kill them and such. So it's implicit in the agreement to come into the studio that I'm allowed to breathe the air
in the studio. I wish we had more time for this one. It's a good conversation. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll have to talk about Blue Lives Matter maybe next week, or we'll be back tomorrow.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.